Never hurt anybody to just go live.
Did it? I'm sure it has.
That's interesting. We went live, Steve.
Yes, we did.
And when it said live, it gives you, you know, when you do your show, that it gives you a counter of how much time you've been live.
Yes.
When we went live, we had already been live for 7 seconds.
We're in the future.
I guess. I don't fucking know.
In the past. Are we in the past?
I don't. Where are we? We're in a very strange place right now, I can tell you that.
We are.
Very, very strange. Let's kick this thing into gear, Steve.
All right, go ahead.
It won't fucking work.
You're about to witness the strength of creep knowledge.
Good evening and welcome to the 40 and Slip. This is episode 161. Who killed Missy Beavers? Who killed her?
You said Beaver.
I did. Well, Beavers, Steve.
Oh, that's more than one. That's awesome.
Yes, plural. Mm-hmm. In the plural sense. Yes, who killed Missy Beavers? I've said a few times on the show or I've spoken about this, that this is one of the ones that really creeped me out. Made me go, ooh. Ooh. Because a lot of these, you run into these true crime stories, Steve, and you hear about what happened.
Right.
And there's not a lot of, you know, you might have a little bit of CCTV footage or some security footage of like maybe the victim, you know, the last moments of the victim before they disappear or whatnot.
Right.
But this is one where they have footage of the person that killed this person, Missy Beavers, before it happened. Like right. They went into the church beforehand, and it's pretty creepy. So. Did we get news stories tonight? I didn't even like touch base with Katie or you on that.
I'm on top of things tonight. Katie sent me very good one, I might add. And then I found two more. So because you know nobody else sent me any, so I figured I'd better do it.
Listen,
in fact, I did it while we were warming up for the show.
You got some news stories while we were warming up for the show? Awesome. Election's over, I guess. Kind of.
No, it isn't. It isn't.
Wait, we have a president. Over. Steve, we have a president-elect. What are you talking about?
Well, I have a feeling this is going to drag on till the electoral college votes, what, the 12th of December? Or somewhere in that range. So yeah. it'll drag out till then, which is okay. Whatever, you know, we went through it before with Gore and Bush, and
yeah, I mean, it is what it is. It's a I say let it play out. I'm not a part of it.
Do I think the election results will change? No, but
probably not.
I do think that one or two votes will get.
It's gonna be a fun couple of months, is what you're saying, Steve.
I'm done with it.
It'd be a good time, Steve. Fun couple of months.
We're living in historic times.
Yeah. Connie Coleman, it will drag on.
It sure as hell will. Well, regardless of who you voted for, both sides are going to, one's going to claim victory, which they already have.
Yeah.
And both sides claim victory, but whatever. And the other side's going to fight it, but that's normal in an election. Maybe not to this extent, but it happened in with Bush and Gore, and it'll happen again somewhere in the future. What I do know though is if Mr. Biden becomes president, he's going to go through the same shit that Trump just went through. So because
payback's a bitch. All I gotta say is good luck, motherfucker. That's all I gotta say.
I wouldn't want to. Run for that office after Trump.
Good luck. Just good luck.
Majority. No way.
Yeah. It's been a fun time. It's interesting. Oh God, my fucking, I was telling you guys before the show, my puppy jumped off a fucking second story, that deck there that I had been painting last summer. I went up to visit my uncle and she just launched off of the freaking deck.
With God as my witness, I thought puppies could fly.
Holy shit. Oh God. And she's fine. She's, you know, she's doing great. She's sleeping right over there next to
the puppy. Yeah, no, they're bouncy.
Yeah, you could see the imprint on the ground where she landed of her paws. It was hilarious. You could see her front and her back paws where they freaking imprinted into the ground. I could have made a fucking cast of them, like a Bigfoot cast.
I was gonna say some fucking Bigfooter come along, thinking it's
wolf, the dog wolf, man,
wolf dog man tracks or some shit.
She's got some pretty big mitts on her, so yeah, that was fun. You haven't done anything exciting this week, Steve?
Oh, I've been all over. It's been a busy week. I've been all over God's creation. So
yeah,
within the state of Ohio.
Yeah, what's the climate out there, Steve? You get your finger on the pulse of humanity right now in Ohio?
Oh well, you know, we voted red, so that's the climate, I guess. I don't know. Just over the line, they voted blue. So yeah, whatever.
Yeah, should have.
You can imagine that there's some tensions between, you know, people on either side of the coin here.
Of the fence.
My entire family voted one way. I voted a different way. And, you know, it's, you know, that can cause tensions in a family, which is bullshit. Yeah.
Ripples. See, I don't talk about that stuff.
I don't either. And that's why there is no tension in my family, between me and my family, because they have no clue how I voted.
Yeah, I don't talk about it. It's, I mean, I'll talk about the situation like as it is. I mean, this it is what it is. We just had a fucking election. It happened.
We have a president-elect, and we have a president who doesn't want to, you know, leave the office. And I get that, doesn't want to concede yet, and whatever. Right. You know, that's legal. He has the right to do that. But I can tell you, nobody won this fucking election. The American people certainly didn't.
Yeah, it's a weird time.
Those votes fell almost 50-50. Even the popular vote, all of them, every state, almost every state. There's a couple states that were a little high one way or the other, but generally, fucking 50-50 right down the fucking line. So that tells us...
It's very... The country is very, very split.
Yep.
So it's, you know, hopefully we can get through it.
What I did like is we had record voter turnout on both sides. That's awesome.
Yeah, it really is, considering we tend to not have that. Mm-mm. So it is a positive. But I mean, I'd like to see things about the system change all in all. I mean, but that's just
we need a standardized voting system. I mean, look at the bullshit that goes on every single fucking election. Yeah,
it needs to be wrapped up so that there's none of that
stupid
shit.
Hanging Chad bullshit. You know,
they can vote for, everybody can vote for American Idol on their phone, but
I know any other kind of election, votes are tabulated within seconds. We know the results and we're done. You know, any other type. Now I get that this has to be more secure and shit, but this is bullshit. You know.
Well, and I think
even the balance, they should be able to feed those into a machine. Was it you I was talking to
when we were going over the stuff of the case tonight, last night, where I said that it's kind of stupid that we don't have people counting votes and shifts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like why do they stop at night?
Yeah, that's one thing I do not understand. Like why are we, all right, we're done for the day. We'll pick back up tomorrow. What the fuck are you talking about? We'll pick back up tomorrow. Like, we want to know now.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
And I get with the whole COVID thing and people didn't want to go vote, but you know what? My post office had a box right on the counter, ballots only. And you still had to go in and fucking drop the ballot off. You know? So what was the point? Really? What was the point of voting like that? There wasn't one. You still had to go. Now, you could have dropped it in the mail regular, but a lot of people didn't trust that, so they went straight to the post office and dropped it off, or straight to the polling location and dropped it off, Well, that kind of defeats the fucking purpose, doesn't it?
Well, it doesn't. If you're just going there to drop something off, you're not standing in line and waiting.
Well, in a lot of places you would have been, you know, because there was a, I mean, like I said,
well, I mean, if you did it long before, then no.
Or early voting. I mean, that didn't make any sense to me because you still had to go to a poll location. It was a different, they had a centralized poll location in the county here, but
yeah,
I did that here and I didn't wait in any line. There was like one person ahead of me, but we went on a Monday afternoon.
Yeah.
So it might have been good timing.
But you still had to go. You know?
Which I didn't mind. Yeah.
But so I mean, I think the point is, Steve, though, if you go early or whatnot and people are parsed out enough, I mean, in this climate anyway, that you're able to social distance better when that's going on. I mean, that's my take on it.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, and I don't have a problem with early voting normally, but in this go around, I wanted to vote on election day. I wanted to make sure it was legit and I was counted and all that bullshit, you know. But what if one of the candidates said something that I just totally fucking disagreed with after I cast that early vote? Now I'm done. Now I can't change my vote, you know?
So yeah, that's absolutely correct. I mean,
That happened with Biden. When he made that fracking comment in that last debate, the most Googled term the next morning was, how do I change my vote in Pennsylvania? That was it. And so that's my problem with going early. So I will always wait till election day as long as I have the chance.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, for some people, I think for some people it works. I know a lot of people who vote early that I've known for years that do it that way. That way they don't have to deal with the bullshit on election day.
Sure. Now I can guarantee you that you'll not find a single person who will admit to wanting to change their vote, but it sure was Google a lot the next morning. Yeah. So that bothers me. I like the in-person voting and that's probably how I always do it.
So basically, and I'm not saying that you're saying this, but you're kind of saying that correlation equals causation.
I don't know what any of that means.
So you're saying that because of that, people actually did want to change their votes, not that just a bunch of people Googled that.
But why would it be a Google search term the next day? Why?
And there's any number of reasons.
Because I just think that you're making.
Yeah,
I understand what you're saying.
It could have been any number of things. It could have been people just Googling that to cause that to be an issue.
It could be. But prior to that day, it wasn't, you know, Googled that much. That's all.
And I get it.
I'm not saying I think one way or another.
I think that with a lot of that stuff, we jump to conclusions.
It's probably true. I mean, I have no factual evidence to back up that it caused, you know, it was caused by one party or another or any of that. I'm just saying what my perception is.
I think the other thing that the problem today is that we live in this fucking fast food media news society where everything is fucking just shoved out as fucking quick as it can be because of fucking what blogs did to, you know, the news cycle. Where people had to like have the titles had to be more catchy. You know what I mean? You remember what that was like when we were freaking titling our video. Yeah, clickbait titles. Sure. And I stopped doing that on my videos because I just felt like it was dirty.
Yeah, it was dirty.
And then, you know, in the end, I lose my monetization on fucking YouTube. And I had stopped doing all the fucking bullshit that they wanted me to go back and change. Yeah, that whole fucking mess. But yeah, I just think that some of those things don't necessarily correlate all the time. And that, yes,
you're right.
Sometimes those things are worth looking into. But a lot of times it's just somebody saying something. You know what I mean?
It may be that somebody mentioned that it was a highly searched term, so people searched that term. You know, I don't know. But I'm just saying what my perception of it is. And it probably is that a lot of people, you know, because the oil and gas industry in Pennsylvania is huge.
Oh, it's very big. Very big.
And when you make a statement against that industry and in Texas and other places,
yeah,
you're probably going to have some issues, you know? And so I can imagine that a lot of people, based just on that comment, would have preferred not to vote early, knowing that. But that doesn't mean, whatever. Now, I'm not saying that I voted one way or another based on that comment, but it is what it is.
Yeah, Steve, don't talk about that shit.
No, I don't like to talk about politics. You know why? Because all it does is cause problems. You know, same with religion. If I'm talking to an atheist, for example, and I'm a Christian, or vice versa. It's just going to cause a fight and an argument. And I don't need that shit.
It depends. It depends on the people. I mean, I think that some people are more open-minded than open-minded than others. And I think that some people you can sit down and have open conversation. I've had open conversations with people about religion before, where I did not agree with them, and they did not agree with me. It can happen. And it religion can happen actually, with politics nowadays, too. But
I think religion is. It's the more mild of the two. You know, you can have a conversation about religion nowadays, but you cannot have a fucking, if you're on opposite sides, you cannot have a conversation about politics.
Yeah, it's gotten very.
Go post on your timeline right now. I stand with Trump and see what happens to you. You know, that kind of bullshit. Or I'm riding with Biden and see what happens.
Pick one. It doesn't matter which one you pick. You're going to take a fucking shitload of flack from one direction or the other. But yeah,
people who know you personally and know what type of values you have as a person doesn't matter when it comes to politics. You know, it doesn't matter how they're going to treat you because you think a little differently than they do.
Yeah. And you might be right that the whole religion thing is a lot lighter now in comparison.
Yeah.
It might be. But, you know, I just think that we need to come to fucking some type of a fucking compromise. I've said for a long time that human beings, especially in this country, we swing that fucking pendulum one way or the other. We can't ever find a fucking happy medium. We just go wing wing.
The funny part is
in our nature.
We all say we want middle of the road. Politicians should middle of the road. And the funny thing is, you got a middle of the road candidate in Biden. You got a middle of the road candidate in Trump. People think they're far to the other side. They're not. Neither one of them are. You know, they're both middle of the road fucking politicians. Trump leans right. Biden leans left. And Biden's running mate, on the other hand, she's far, way farther to the, you know, left side. And Trump's running mate is definitely way farther to the other side. You know, to the more extreme side of the party.
70-year-old Ken doll.
I actually like Mike Pence when he speaks. He's very eloquent. I'm not saying I agree with the guy, but I do like the way he speaks.
Yeah.
And he should have been the one doing all the press conferences. Because, Trump should have just ran on his policy and shut his fucking mouth.
No.
Biden took that. You know why Biden won? He kept his fucking mouth shut. Did you see a lot of Biden during this process? No. He kept his fucking mouth shut. Stayed home. That's all he had to do to win this election.
I guess it worked. I don't know. Like I said, I fucking stepped back from it. I stepped back from it. It was a good time.
I just wish
it was a crazy night. I sat up and watched it. I
stayed
up
till 2 a.m.
Yeah, I stayed up and watched it.
I was in a live hangout with Bearded Picker and a couple others. Now, they're all conservatives, you know.
Yeah.
But we didn't fight or anything. I'm not saying, I'm still not telling you what I am. But it was a fun conversation. We had a good time. And
Jorgensen. You voted Joe Jorgensen. I fucking nailed it.
I'm a libertarian. You got it.
I know
in Ohio, I don't think you register. I just go vote.
I'm a registered independent. Well, I don't know if,
In Pennsylvania, I was a registered independent in Pennsylvania. Yeah. Because My grandparents were Democrats, but I grew up in church. So when I registered the first time, I registered as a Democrat. And I thought, well, Democrats don't always align with my conservative values that I grew up with, right? So I decided to register Republican. And then Republicans didn't line up with some of the middle-of-the-road values that I had. So I said, fuck this shit. I'll never register with a party again. And I went.
The only thing that I don't like about being a registered independent is that I can't vote in any of like primaries. It is what it is. But
I don't know how it works in Ohio. It's a caucus state. I'm not sure how caucuses work. Yeah. But I just show up on election day and vote.
Yeah. Anyhow, you want to get into the news, Steve?
We can do the news.
Why don't we do the fucking news?
Nope, politics.
I had my yearly fucking fill.
All right, this one came from KXAN.com. It's some sort of NBC affiliate somewhere. And this one Katie found. Skull on fireplace mantle belongs to a man missing since 2012. Wartburg, Tennessee.
Poor William. I knew him well.
Well, that's almost his name. It is his name, by the way.
Hey, I didn't even know the story.
Yeah. Well, he's from Tennessee, Willie.
Psychic.
A skull that wound up on a Tennessee resident's fireplace mantle belonged to a man who had been missing since September 2012. DNA tests.
Tennessee.
Yes, according to District Attorney General Russell Johnson, that's his real name, the Morgan County General, Attorney General, never mind. According to District Attorney General Russell Johnson, whatever, the Morgan County Sheriff's Office retrieved the skull sporting sunglasses after getting a tip. A Morgan County resident who had the skull said someone else found it in March of 2019 in the Gobi area, less than 10 miles northeast. They found the skull and just put it on a fucking mail. They didn't report it to the police. Yay. A DNA test by the Knox County Regional Forensic Center and the University of Tennessee Department of Anthropology found it belonged to, Junior Willie McCann. The match was made, his first name is Junior. He's from Tennessee. The match was made using DNA from McCann's family members. Speculation and rumor has been that Junior Willie McCann was possibly killed by a family member who is now deceased as well, Johnson wrote in a statement. Investigators performed an extensive search of the area where the skull was said to have been found. Authorities are now reaching out to the public for more information into the death.
Interesting.
But it doesn't say that these idiots.
They didn't have like a candle on the top of it, like melting down over the sides of the skull. Or
they put sunglasses on the damn thing.
Nice.
You know, you find a skull, you don't pick it up and take it home. That's not the way that works.
I mean, you're not supposed to.
No, you're supposed to say, "Hey, I found a skull. 911, come out and
get
it."
This could be very important. I think I should take it home and put it on my fucking mantle.
Yeah, it looks good up there. Let's do that.
I'm a fucking necromancer.
But it is Tennessee. I've been to Tennessee. Those are some wonderful people down there. But I haven't been to that part of Tennessee. So maybe creepy snake-sized invasive worm spotted in Virginia, and it's immortal. Can live forever. This is from Fox News.
Fox News.
A foot-long invasive species slithered in by a suburban Virginia resident last week, leaving pest control experts scratching their heads before they found help identifying it. In a now-removed Facebook post, geez, they're censoring this shit, too, about a snake or a worm. Virginia Wildlife Management and Control, a local pest control service, wrote that its hotline had received a call about a weird-looking snake in a Midlothian, Virginia, just outside Richmond. The problem is we've never seen anything like it before. We're not sure if it's a freak of nature, the company wrote. It turns out it wasn't a snake, but an invasive hammerhead worm. This thing is cool-looking. Look up hammerhead worm. It's really cool-looking. According to the follow-up post that also appears to have been removed, company did not respond to our request for comment.
Hammerhead Katie, worms. In the Midlothian where our case takes place tonight. In Texas.
Sure. Yeah, in Texas.
Yeah, this is Midlothian, Virginia.
Oh.
Yeah.
Coincidence? I think not, Steve.
The thing is, hammerhead worms are native to Asia, according to the Charlotte Observer. They feed on normal earthworms and other organisms in the soil. And sometimes they cannibalize themselves.
Nice.
So how they got here, they don't know. But experts aren't sure what effects they have on soil fertility and nutrient cycling, blah, blah, blah. We don't know. We don't know how they got there. Hammerhead Asian worm that eats itself. Pretty cool. All right. Now, this one is the state of our country summed up in one article. This is demir.co.uk, and it is from the United States. A mom was asked to tone down daughter's elaborate lunch as it makes kids feel bad. The woman's husband took to Reddit after a teacher at their daughter's school called up to complain that the packed lunches she's bringing in are making other kids feel bad. The woman's husband. Yeah.
Oh, what was the reasoning behind this?
Well, she makes, I'll read the story. The woman's husband explained, my kid is 8. Long story short, my wife tries to make really fun lunches for my daughter. She follows a couple of those school lunch pages on Instagram for inspiration or whatever. It's important to us that our child likes lunches and that she's very happy. But when they received a message from their daughter's teacher asking them to tone down her exotic lunches, they were less than impressed. He said, my daughter's teacher called and left a message asking us to simplify her lunches. Do the typical sandwich bag thing, because other kids don't have elaborate lunches and might make them feel bad. So he decided to send them a very strongly worded email. No, we won't do that, and I really don't care. And if the other kids get upset, then maybe it would be a good teaching moment. I like that, Dad.
Over food?
Yeah. If you go to those school lunch Instagram, they're really fancy looking things, but they're just peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. They just make them look like fishes and birds and shit like that. That's all it is.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't anything like she was eating caviar or anything like that. Yeah. It's just a simple sandwich made it to look like something else. And the teacher didn't like it because somebody might feel it. That is the state of our country in one news article. And that is also the news.
Thanks. The Facebook fun continues for me, Steve.
Oh, what happened now?
The like page has tanked.
What? It was doing so good.
And I went from getting over 200 likes a day to now I'm getting like 10 to 15 a day.
Do you have one of those Michigan voting counting machines or some shit?
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck's going on. Flip your
votes for somebody else? Flip the fake Freudian slip page.
I don't know what the fuck is going on. The engagement on the page is way the fuck down. I don't know if it was like the election, Facebook algorithm kind of like directed people in another direction. I don't know what's going on, but it dipped bad.
I can tell you, last Monday night, the night before the election, of course, I did an auction show, and it sucked balls.
It was, really?
Nobody showed up because, you know, probably the election. I'm going to guess your page views tank because everybody's watching election shit, you know?
It could have been, or it could have just been that people got directed in that direction rather than support the page. But, I'm still continuing with stuff. I'm not doing it as scheduled as much anymore. I'm doing it more sporadically right now until things pick back up. Cause I can tell when they do and it's still dead as fuck. So, but to get into tonight's story, the story of Missy Beavers, like I said before, this was one, I got into that chapter channel on YouTube, and that's a guy, Mike from Ireland. He does these great, true crime videos. He started off doing all kinds of shit. conspiracy stuff and a lot more weird things than he does now. He's way more, he's all true crime now. And I had been on one of my rabbit holes watching his videos, one of his playlists. And I came across this story of Missy Beavers. And this video that I'm about to play for everybody, when I saw this in that video, because this is the this is video of the suspect, the person that killed Missy Beavers, in the church before she arrives at, like, what time did she arrive, Katie? Was it like 4:30 a.m.? 4:16 a.m. she arrived at the church.
Why was she at the church so early?
She, well, I'll get into that.
Okay.
She had a workout camp that she did there at the church with people would come in and work out with her. So this video is of the, and I'm going to press play now so you guys can see the video. Excuse me. This is of the suspect going through the church beforehand. And for those of you that are watching or listening on the podcast, I suggest you go to YouTube, and if you look up Midlothian Police, Missy Beavers, B-E-V-E-R-S, it will come right up. This so you can look through this video, see this security footage of this person in the church. It's pretty creepy because they're just walking around nonchalantly, just doing shit. They've got like a hammer and like a crowbar, I think, a flashlight. They're wearing like full tactical gear, it looks like, with a helmet. So you can't really see anything about the person. Besides this kind of strange gait, which we'll get into later.
Where do you get such a getup? I mean, that looks like official type clothing. I mean, that doesn't look like something you go.
Well, there's people who have said that it's official, and then there are people who have said that it's not, that it's a mishmash of different things.
Well, yeah, I'm guessing it's not official, but I mean, it looks like it's not, you know, costume store shit.
Yeah, it looks fairly official. Like the first time I saw it, I thought for sure it was someone in full SWAT gear.
Well, that's definitely the look they were going for.
Yeah. And then here in this part of the video, you see this, then it zooms in and you see the person using like the hammer or the crowbar on the wall. You can actually see stuff falling on the floor, debris. I don't know if you guys can see it in the video that I'm showing here, but it is there. But yeah, that's that video. And we'll go back to that later. At some point, I'll back that up. So we're back at the beginning.
And Patrick, yeah, that's good to know, by the way. I'm glad. I'm sure the other two work as well. I didn't test any of it, but go ahead.
Oh. Oh, so he's letting you know about something?
He's letting me know that the Sega or the NES and PS2 are working. Yes.
And he's still Sega waiting on
Sega and Atari are not tested. But, no, I suppose at my auction. He paid $36, I think it was, for a PS2.
Yeah.
An Atari, $2,600, I think it was.
Yeah.
An NES console.
Mm-hmm.
And a Sega. That's pretty damn good. No cords, though.
No cords.
Yeah. So, I mean, he got a deal.
Anyhow, back to the case at hand, Steve.
Yes.
Good old Missy Beavers. So Missy was a married woman. She was a mother of three. She's 45 years old. And she was married to Brandon Beavers. She was a stay-at-home mom while her children were young. And then she found fulfillment in being a fitness instructor for a place called Camp Gladiator, Steve.
Ooh.
Camp Gladiator. And she was teaching classes at Creekside Church in Midlothian, Texas. She was married for 18 years. Missy and Married for 18 years, Missy and Brandon sought counseling after Missy had an affair with another married man. Despite the infidelity, they were putting great effort into their marriage, and Brandon still seemed very supportive of Missy. Now, I know that there was, in all the stuff that I looked into, there was a thing saying that he was okay with her affair, that he was aware of it at least. So I don't know how much of that is true slash untrue, but that is something that has been put out there. On April 18th, 2016, they were 10 months out from Missy's affair. Brandon was away on a fishing trip in Mississippi, and Missy was getting up early to teach her 5 a.m. fitness class at Creekside Church. So
why she was there so early. Okay.
Yeah. So I'll be going over a timeline of everything at 2 a.m. And we'll get back into this one a little later, too. This is the timeline.
Who wakes up at 5 a.m. to go and work out? That sucks. That sounds horrible.
Well, I'm sorry, Steve. Some people love that. Some people love that shit. So this is the timeline of April 18th, 2016. At 2 a.m., security footage captures 8 minutes of a light-colored sedan at the SWFA Outdoors store, just a 2-minute drive away from the Creekside Church. At 3:50 a.m., security footage at Creekside Church first captures the suspect walking around inside the church. The suspect is covered head to toe in mock tactical gear, seen opening doors, like pounding on walls, seemingly looking for someone. Now, you can see that in the video that we just watched. You know, and like I said, if you're listening on the podcast, please go and check out that video on YouTube, because otherwise you're not going to have a lot of frame of reference for that. But and it kind of gives you a really good idea of why this case is creepy to me, I think. So at 4:16 a.m., Missy Beavers arrives at the church. There is no footage available for us to view of her entering the church. And police have stated that the exterior surveillance cameras were not working, but it is speculated that they do have that footage, but have chosen not to release it. Now, that's kind of important, because in a lot of these cases, what people should understand is that the police may have things or may have information that they're not releasing to the public, because they want to keep it close to the chest, so that in case somebody comes in that was definitely involved and they bring that information up, they'll know for sure they were involved.
Right.
You know, so people should always keep that into context, that maybe sometimes the reason that the police aren't releasing everything is because it makes sense for them not to. At 5 a.m., 911 calls are made from the arriving students who came to take her class and found her attacked inside. Just after 5 a.m., paramedics and police arrive, and Missy is pronounced dead at the scene. 3:30 p.m., police make their first statement in the case and release a brief clip of the suspect walking around inside the church prior to the attack. They say it is a male suspect and that he killed Missy using one of the tools he carried with him, causing wounds to her chest and head. The police were vague, so the media interpret that as she was beaten with the crowbar or hammer in the chest and head. On April 19th, the following day, police make a corrective statement saying that they do not actually know if the suspect was male or female. That is the timeline of the day of what happened. Now, she was really into this fucking fitness shit. Mm-hmm. Like, she was her. What was her last post, Katie? Do you remember that? If it's raining, we're training.
Yep. Even if it's raining, like, we'll be training.
Yeah. Like, she was really big at, like, trying to motivate these people. And I guess her husband, who admittedly was not very involved in the shit that she was doing, inner life, said that he found out afterwards that she had like really touched a lot of people with how she had like inspired them to, you know, better themselves, you know, through fitness. But she was very deep into this.
So I'm going to guess that the husband has been cleared in all this because he was away fishing somewhere.
Yeah.
As far as actual involvement, not as far.
Yeah. And there are people who still think that he's involved. So just so that
this looks very random to me. You know, this person's just wandering around a church. She happened to come in.
It's very possible. There are people who say that she was definitely targeted.
Like you said, I don't know all the information, so I don't know.
So, was it a man or a woman? Supposedly there's footage that's out there that the police have, and Brandon Beavers has seen it, from what I had heard was that in the Stephanie Harlow video, Katie, on YouTube?
Yeah, in one of the interviews she shows, and it was a while after the murder, he did say he'd seen the footage.
And that he's more convinced that it's a woman now than before.
Yes, and he thinks that she knew her. She thinks that somebody Missy knew.
Right. So that's been like a huge debate. I don't know. I mean, based on the video, I can't tell if it's a guy or a girl. I really can't. You know, there's spots where it looks one way and there's spots where it looks the other.
Yeah. Just in this short clip, it's hard to tell. Mm. When the person first walked in, I thought, man, for sure. And I said that. But then later, it looks, you know, just the way the person walked, I thought, well, maybe that could definitely be a woman. It's hard to tell when they're.
Yeah. At one point, it kind of looks like it could be an awkward woman in that bulky clothing. Because if it's a woman, it looks like the clothing was bulked on purpose. So I don't know. We're speculating. It's just.
So there, it would have to be, if this was a target, that would have to be somebody who knows that she run the classes, you know, so it would have to be somebody either that follows her on Facebook or wherever, or a family member, or one of her fitness club students.
Yeah.
Fitness class students. So the murder would have been done around 4:30, right?
Would have been done right around 4:16 when she entered.
So this person would have had enough time to leave. Let's say it was a student, leave and come back and act, you know, just like every other student.
And there was someone, I want to say, and I don't know if you put this, I might be jumping ahead of myself here, Katie, but wasn't there someone that said that they saw a black SUV take off from that, a small black SUV take off from the church?
I want to say it was an SUV that arrived extra early. It was one of the students that arrived early. And they thought it was weird that he didn't go ahead and go in. But
this was another one that when she was talking about Bobby Wayne, whatever the fuck his name was there, I think. I'll get to it in a little bit. Anyway, the vehicle footage from the SWFA, the outdoor store. Now, they don't know for sure whether that is involved or not. I guess the police have said that they don't think at this point that it has anything to do with it, but they would like to talk to whoever it was. And that person has not come forward at all. It's believed to be a Nissan Altima. I was going to try to get that footage as well, but I didn't go looking for it for tonight. You can find it online. It is online as well. But it's more intermixed with like news broadcasts, and I wasn't sure how much of that I could put on the show, how much of it would be okay. So, but this car literally just drives around. It pulls in, shuts off its headlights, and drives all the way around this SWFA outdoor store. All the way around the fucking thing. And at one point, it stops, flashes its headlights, and then pulls around back into close to where they entered, pulls underneath a headlight, not a headlight, a lamp. Fuck, I can't even think right now. One of those huge fucking lights in a parking lot, Steve. What am I thinking of?
The huge fucking lights in a parking lot.
The huge fucking lights in a parking lot. Yeah, so he or she parks under this thing. I want to say they shut the lights off, Katie, or the lights were off in the vehicle at that point in time.
Yes, they were off.
Yeah, they sit there for a bit, and they're not sure if this person was involved somehow. They're not sure if that was the point where they were changing. There's another theory that they went to test the to see if the church had a security system, because there were two windows that were broken up high that were never used for entry. And then there was another, was it a door or a window?
The way they got in was the little tiny thin window next to the door that they could have broke and then reached in to unlock the door.
To unlock the door, right. So the theory there is that they went down, tested it, the windows, to see if the alarm would go off, then drove down to this SWFA place to see if the police would come.
Hmm.
Then drove back down to break in.
That sounds like a good theory. Good enough theory.
So the only thing that I would say, Steve, is to whether or not it was just a random break-in, or whether or not they were targeting her, is the timing. Because if it's a random break-in, why didn't they just do it way in the middle of the night?
Well, when was this footage taken? Like 3-something, right?
This footage was done at 2.
Yeah, 2 8.
And she didn't get there till after 4.
4:16.
So were they wandering around the church for 2 hours?
No,
they didn't. Seen at 3:50.
Yeah. So the theory on that one, Steve, on the Nissan, is that they were sitting there waiting before they went back to the church. You see what I'm saying?
It's a possibility.
Possibility.
I think that's a good theory, actually.
And they left in the direction of the church. And they arrived coming from the direction of the church. And like I said, no one's ever come forward.
So what's the flashing of the lights thing? That almost seems like a signal to somebody.
Right.
So was it
more than one person?
Or...
Then we have another theory.
Yeah. Or was it something totally unrelated and they were buying drugs there or some shit and nobody ever showed up? You know, like, and they thought they saw somebody driving down the road, so they flashed their lights, but the guy didn't show up. Yeah. Or whatever, you know, so it could be any number of reasons.
It could be involved in what was going on with Missy Beavers, or it could not be involved.
But it was around the same time, so know. It's
right, and it seems
it's likely
very
that probably was, but.
The cause of death, the media ran with the idea that she was beaten to death. But after her autopsy was released, people were following the investigation. It is now thought that she was actually shot and the suspect left the gun behind. But this is still kind of murky. Wasn't there like something released from the FBI, Katie, on that?
Yeah, it was something that they like inferred, where it doesn't exactly say it in the report, but it very much implies it. Something about the trauma to her head and her wounds. And then because of the direction, the investigation, they did say something about a gun and that it was left behind. But the police were so vague about everything that it's all surmised. Nothing is so concrete.
The gun could have been totally unrelated to the death. I mean, the person probably was carrying it, but might not have used it for that purpose.
No, I think the autopsy made it sound like she was shot.
Right. Yeah, but they're not. But here's the thing: they're not releasing that,
right?
And they haven't released that at all. And that we think that, or I think that that's one of the things that they're trying to keep close to the chest. They're trying to keep it so that everybody thinks that she was beaten with the friggin' hammer and the other thing. So that if the, someone comes forth and says, yeah, I was there, I shot her, or whatever, they'll be like, oh, well, we need to talk to this person. So, because some people will come out and just say they'll admit to doing shit. Like, who's that? The confession killer there. Have you ever seen that documentary, Steve?
No, I have not.
Oh, it's on Netflix. It's fucking great. About this guy that just started confessing to every fucking murder under the sun. Oh, yeah. It's good shit.
Even ones he didn't commit, I'm sure.
Exactly. That's the whole point. So then there's the burglary theory, which we were kind of talking about, that she could have walked in on an attempted burglary. Now, this is completely possible because they had just taken donations the day before. They lock up everything until Monday when they can deposit it at the bank. So that is a complete possibility that someone was going in there to steal the donations to the church.
And the person would have known that that's the procedure.
Right.
You know, lock up for the weekend and...
Right. So, and then the people also have a theory that the tactical gear thing was a fantasy fulfillment thing, and that the criminal was mentally ill and acting out of fantasy that she interrupted.
It's so that's another theory too. That's out there. I don't understand.
Cooper, so what have I missed? Can't stay. Just wanted to check in. All right. Bye. See ya.
I don't understand the police gear, you know, unless there's something weird going on in this person's head. Obviously, if you're going to kill somebody, there's something weird going on in your head, but to go to that length, what were they trying? Were they trying to pose as a police officer? And she would have saw him. You would assume that if she saw them and they were
wearing police gear. Here's the thing. If they were trying to burglarize the place, maybe they did it to A, obscure their identity, and B, look like an officer of the law.
So somebody caught them while they were doing it.
If they were targeting Missy Beavers, I think they were trying to stay anonymous behind the mask and, you know, kind of catch her off guard with the police thing on the chest. I don't know. Like I said, it's all speculation.
She would have saw somebody with the police thing and been comfortable with that person, I'm going to guess, because it's a cop. It's
possible.
You know, so she might have been startled that somebody was in a church at that time, but as soon as she saw it was a cop, she would have been, you know, oh, okay, it's a cop. Maybe something's going on here.
Yeah. Some other leads here. The media has grabbed a hold of several leads that have never been formally followed up by the police to the media. Despite the heavy media coverage of a seemingly solvable case, the police have kept many deals of the case secretive. We've talked about that. And there's never been any mention of DNA evidence in the case. Which would kind of make sense based on how they were fucking all dressed up.
Go ahead, Steve.
No, go ahead.
So I'm looking at the video.
Which video?
The one that you just... You know, you played. I'm not looking at it physically right now. I'm just thinking about it in my head and what I saw in that video.
Okay.
And it just seems like they're opening random doors. You know, it's not like they're not really going in and observing what's in that room. Just opens the door.
And back out. The woman that Katie and I went over her YouTube videos, she said that these security footage videos, they're not even in any correct order. Almost looks like
he's got a key to that door. He's doing
He's using the hammer or the claw. See, he's got the hammer, okay, and then he's got the crowbar there. He's trying to pry it open, or she.
So what is in those two rooms? That's what I'd like to know.
That I don't know. I cannot
answer. Why would you want to pry open those particular doors? And then the thing where he's pounding on the wall. And I'm just saying he as a generic term. I don't know.
Right.
Sorry, murderer, if I misgendered you. Yeah. But what's the point? See, right there, it looks like a woman. The way that person walks away from that door. There, it looks like a man to me. So
yeah, there. It is very hard to say.
There is a layout map of the church that you can look up online where it like tracks the security footage that we have of where they walked. And a lot of those are like classrooms and like, you know, general empty rooms. Random. But by the end of it, the very last room that they ultimately end up going into is the sanctuary, which doesn't have any cameras. And it's the closest. The sanctuary is the closest to the entrance that Missy would have entered into, where the footage that we don't have is either. So, I mean, there is some logic to be made of the route that they take through the church if you look up that floor plan.
What is the white thing in the hand there?
That I do not know.
He didn't have something when he went in that room and did when he came out.
Yeah, it is. It looks kind of weird. That right there you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, to me, it looks very random. He's not, if they're just classrooms, you know, I've been in a church all my life. I know what, there's nothing in there except, you know, those felt things you put on the felt board. I mean, it's nothing major.
Yeah.
Keep money in classrooms, you know, nothing like that.
Excuse me. So, it seems, this one seems really odd. And like I said, this one kind of creeped me out. Because of this security footage of the person walking around, it just, you know, I've said many, many times, you know, we delve into stuff where, you know, we're talking about creepy stuff on this show, like, you know, creepy undiscovered animals or aliens or fucking ghosts or whatever. But this type of shit to me is far more fucking creepy than that shit. You know, the what human beings are capable of, pretty fucking creepy. Case in point right here. This fucking bullshit. But we'll get into the suspects. Brandon Beavers, her husband, whom, and we all know that fucking 9 times out of 10, it's the husband. If it's a woman and she's married, it's a husband or it's her boyfriend. Or it's an old husband, an ex-husband, an ex-boyfriend. Same thing with if, you know, it's a dude. It's the wife or the ex-girlfriend, whatever. So, and the media has been hard on Brandon. But he has a solid alibi. He was in Mississippi at the time of the murder. He was on a fishing trip. So he got the call, like, literally, I think, right before he had gone out on the water where he would have had no service. Or right before he had gone out to the area where he'd had no service to get the call. And despite public, despite being clear, public opinion, there's a lot of people who think that he could have hired a hitman and that he was involved.
Possible. Now, did he take frequent fishing trips or has he gone to Mississippi to take a fishing trip? Is this something he does?
That we don't know.
Yeah.
His father, Missy Beaver's father-in-law, Randy Beavers, fits the description of the suspect very well and has that same walk, but he has a solid alibi. He was on a trip with his wife out of state, and it was confirmed by a third person. However, like 3 days after the murder, Randy took a bloody shirt to a dry cleaner, which sparked suspicion. The dry cleaners called the police, I do believe. And
rightfully so, yeah.
But the blood was confirmed to be from a family dog who had died in a tragic dog fight. And despite all the evidence of him being cleared, people still suspect him.
Of course.
Because of the way that he walks. And that they think that he has something to do with it. AJ Tucker and his wife. AJ was a fellow coach at Camp Gladiator. And he and his wife were placed on person of interest list due to their communication with Missy found in her phone. AJ had his own fitness class to teach that morning at a different location and has been formally cleared as a suspect. Kevin Cozine, I hope I pronounced that fucking right, and his wife. Missy knew Kevin and his wife through their daughters who were friends. And Kevin is the man who Missy had been having the affair with. But it had been over for 10 months at the time of the murder, and Kevin has a confirmed alibi. He and his wife have both been cleared. Casey Williams is another guy that she was communicating through LinkedIn. She was having sort of like an online intimate flirty relationship.
They was sexting.
And Casey has been completely cooperative with the police, and he was eventually cleared. April Sandoval, is this the one that I asked you to pick up?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I thought so. April was one of Missy's students who attended her early morning classes. She was suspected because she had similar height and build to the suspect and also had a broken foot that caused a strange walk. She also was said to have been renting a similar car to the one in the SWFA parking lot footage. She cooperated with the police, and they were not able to link her to the crime in any way. The mystery messenger. The weekend prior to the murder, Missy was with a friend when she received a creepy message from a stranger on LinkedIn. Police have never been able to identify who sent that message. And this created a theory that she may have had a stalker.
Wait a second. People still use LinkedIn?
People still use LinkedIn, Steve. Huh. Members of the gym she attended said she had previously come there to work out several times a week, but she had just recently started acting strange and stopped going altogether. So there's a theory that someone at that gym was bothering her, and that's why she stopped going. Someone was stalking her. And the last one we'll look at is Bobby Wayne Henry.
That sounds like a murderer's name right there.
Douchebag, yeah. And Katie and I talked about this last night when we went over all of this. I didn't want to go too much into Bobby Wayne Henry. The woman that we both watched the YouTube, she like went on like a 30-minute fucking deep dive into Bobby Wayne Henry's life. He was a piece of shit. Like, let's just say that, allegedly. And I guess you have to say allegedly about everything with Bobby Wayne Henry because he likes to sue people. So this is all
allegedly. He allegedly likes to sue people.
He allegedly did all of these things. But Bobby has a long history with sexual assault, allegedly, from early childhood through adulthood. His former military was discharged, but it's unknown why. He was once a cop, but had his badge taken away because of sexual misconduct. He was imprisoned for possessing child porn, allegedly, Steve.
Allegedly, he's an asshole.
Yes, allegedly.
Bag. Allegedly. As soon as you said that part.
He worked as a security guard at the time of the murder and is reported to have requested to work security for Missy's memorial services. Video footage from the funeral shows he has an eerily similar gait to the suspect. It is debated that the media was filming him on purpose because they noticed his odd gait. He seemed to be aware that they were filming him, and he was hyper-focused on trying to be normal. He has been cleared by the police in all aspects except one, his gait. They cannot exclude him as a suspect based on his walk, but they do not seem to be actively investigating him anymore. And he, like that, the thing that we watched went into this whole thing where he probably shot his friend in the leg at one point and like sexually assaulted his wife later on, allegedly. There's like all this alleged stuff that
sounds
this
like guy a piece did. Of alleged trash.
Yes.
Yeah. And yeah. The thing that I meant to put in here that I seem to have missed, his alibi for that night is that he was at home with his newborn baby that he just adopted. Yeah. So he doesn't exactly have an ironclad alibi.
Right.
Which, by the way, who gives that guy a baby? Just saying.
Yeah, right. Like yeah. This guy who had child porn on his fucking... What?
Yep, they let him adopt a baby.
Are they welcome, fucking nuts?
Welcome to the US of A, Steve. America. I
thought the sandwich thing was bad. Jeez.
Yeah. So this case has tons of fucking twists and turns. Like, there's the people who believe that the affairs had something to do with it. But all of that seems to check out. And it seems like her husband was aware of it. There's speculation that he had allowed it so that they could continue to be married. And then that afterwards they had tried to reconcile and figure it out and continue to stay married. You know, I don't know. I know that from everything I've seen in these, in what I've looked into, he and his father seem to be very cooperative. Like, they instantly, when the whole shit happened with the bloody shirt, they instantly went to the police, you know, gave statements.
You gotta think, though, okay, my daughter-in-law was just murdered. I have a bloody shirt I'm taking to the dry cleaner. I don't think his, you know, that mindset should have been there where, oh, maybe I should double think what I'm doing here. Because I'm a suspect.
According to him, if you listen to if you watch the video of him talking about it, because they ask him about that, he's just like, nope, didn't cross my mind at all.
And it may not have, you know, if he has nothing to hide, he's not guilty and has nothing to hide, he wouldn't even think twice about it. Maybe.
Yeah,
I would.
And his alibi is fucking ironclad, dude.
Yeah. No, I don't think, you know. I don't think the husband or his dad was involved at all.
You know, but there
unless
are
people there was a hired killer.
Right. There are people who think that the husband hired somebody to kill her. You know. And I don't know. It's a very, very strange case. Like I said, it creeped me out when I saw it just because of the footage. The footage alone. The footage that we watched. You know, I'll fucking play it again for everybody while we're talking. It's fucking creepy. You know, because the reason that it's creepy to me is because you know that person is going to kill her.
The thing in his hand is that crowbar or hammer.
He's got two. If you look, he's got both.
So even later in the video, it's probably the same thing.
Look right there. See it?
Yeah.
See how he's got both?
Now, this person does not scream former cop or military to me. Just by the actions they're doing right here. It just doesn't. I think they'd be a lot more tactical in their nature.
Yeah, it's baffling. And you'd think that with the footage and with everything that they'd have a suspect by now. You know, or somebody, you know, they've had suspects, but I mean they'd have somebody, you know, they would have caught somebody by now. But that, you know, that walk, that I don't know.
It's not such a strange gait that it's not super abnormal. I mean, people walk like
that. It's not super abnormal at all.
There could be 1,000 suspects just based on that.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be hard to pinpoint anybody just based on that gait.
Yeah, and then there's the flashlight, you see.
Yeah, this person doesn't scream former military to me. Or former cop. So that Billy Joe Bob, you know, child porn allegedly guy is probably out. But
yeah, and then that's what.
Just randomly pounding on the wall. That's what I don't.
And they said that there was quite a bit of damage to the church too. See, and there's more. The thing is,
so somebody's disgruntled with the church. I bet you.
Well, there was a lot of damage to the church. Supposedly,
somebody who was pissed off at somebody at that church. Or that the preacher or a parishioner or something did something to them, and in their mind, and they went. And I think she just walked in on it.
It could have been. It's very possible. You know, I'm not ruling that out myself
because of the damage. Not in trying to pry open doors which aren't related to her at all.
Well, what if they were just doing that to make it look that way?
But why?
So that it looked like she walked in on something.
I guess that's a possibility.
Instead of it being a targeted thing, that's a possibility too.
Yeah.
So it's a fucking weird one.
So See, and I personally think that Bobby Wayne creeper guy, I could see him just like getting off on getting dressed up like this and going and causing mayhem in a church just for the fun of it, to feel like he's back in his cop game. And then, yeah, Missy walks in and he kills him. I mean, I can see that but I've watched a lot of stuff on that dude, and he is so...
No, I'm not saying
it. He's so allegedly
creepy.
So, but just the way this person walks and the actions don't scream former cop or former military to me, because they're very direct. Watch him walk.
There's a video of him walking in the parking lot at Missy's memorial service. And man, it really, because he even like turns around and puts his back to the camera, just like in that one angle in the hallway. And it's a really, really similar, the walk, the way his right foot sticks out more than the left foot. And it's really similar.
So if he is the killer, he'll eventually fuck up, you know, he'll do something, because he's not a very smart man, apparently.
No,
you know, doing all these stupid things that he's done in his life, allegedly.
Always allegedly.
Yeah, and if you dig into some of his stories of all the messed up things he's allegedly done, he hasn't allegedly done them very intelligently.
Right. So this one seems well thought out, though, as far as the church breaking into the church part. They purposely dressed up to conceal their identity. It seems that if that other car is related to this thing, that they decided to, you know, test the theory whether the alarms would go off or some shit like that. That seems well thought out to me. If those two things are connected.
And I'm try to show the video of the car in the SWFA parking lot. So this is the car pulling into the parking lot, Steve.
Yeah.
Here.
So immediately turns off their lights. Okay.
Right. Okay. They show Missy Beavers. Okay. Then they go around. Let me make sure I don't get into any other part of it. Here. Yeah. Flashes the lights there. Drives around. Show that. Do they show him going under the... the light.
It'd be nice to get the full footage without the news interruptions, but
right. Yeah, and that's where they pull around underneath the light. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say with that.
Yeah, that's the one that we talked about. That's a lot of people think are related to the case. Like, it came from the direction of the church and then went back in the direction of the church when it left. So, I mean, I don't know. So
maybe they were thinking about breaking into that place too, but it was too well lit or some shit, and they decided to go back to the church. I don't know.
Yeah.
But what kind of place was that? Sporting goods?
Yeah, she referred to it as a gun store, the woman in the YouTube video. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Maybe they were going to...
SWFA outdoor store.
Maybe they were contemplating breaking in and stealing some guns. You know, so that obviously if you have a gun, it's not registered to you.
Well, there's another theory that they went there to use the Wi-Fi.
That's a possibility. Or
that they went there... like so that one of them could use a walkie-talkie to talk to the other one.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
There was two people involved.
We have no idea. So
does the church footage support that there was somebody else there at the time that car was driving around?
We know, the church footage only supports one person on the footage.
But the police have come out and said, the police said that the exterior cameras weren't working at the church. So there's no outdoor footage, like if there was a getaway car sitting out there or anything, or even how that suspect got there. Like if he came on foot or by car, we don't know any of that.
Doesn't look wet. It was raining. So I would say he probably drove there.
Right.
Yeah. So,
but some people talk about that too, though. There's a big rabbit hole you can go down where people think that the helmet does look wet, that it's shiny in some of those shots. And so they say they walked there. I mean, there's.
It would be a little wet getting out of your car and going in, sure.
Right.
Oh, and if he wanted to hide, or she, whatever, they might have parked their car at the far end of the parking lot and had to walk across the parking lot. But I'm talking the whole uniform doesn't look wet.
Right.
Now, of course, it's just black and white footage or whatever, or that is black and white. I don't remember already. But it's just, it's grainy footage that you really can't tell. But what's with security cameras? We got 4K everything now.
I'm telling you, dude, security cameras should be fucking GoPros from now on.
They're the most important filming that we do. You know, they can solve crimes. So we put a potato camera up there.
Oh, God, we're so
fucking stupid. The 1993 flip phone bullshit.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. It's fucking stupid.
The brick phone.
What's stupid?
Jeez.
Dumb people. Human beings, dumb.
No, it's because you save a little bit of money on the cameras and whatever. I get it. But then you have problems like this. It's possible that you could have made out that face, you know, with a good 4K security camera.
Yeah. It's very possible something could have been done. They say that if that car
badge had, or something,
they say that that car in the SWFA parking lot, if it had driven as in a into another area, they might have been able to get a face out of that because those cameras are actually pretty good.
Yeah.
But where the person parked underneath the light, it was just everything was obscured. You know, the light reflected off the windshield.
Well, I get with night vision and stuff like that, it's the night vision cameras aren't going to give you as clear a picture as maybe an interior camera like at the church, you know. And there should have been.
There should have been fucking GoPros, Steve. I agree with you. GoPros everywhere.
It's just always the same thing. Grainy fucking footage.
And I agree.
That's it. Banks.
Yeah,
every time you
see a lot of these places don't. A lot of these places don't update their systems. They just keep the same cameras.
And I get it. Yeah. But you want to solve a crime, you might want to think about it. But they're not going to do it. So
They buy
the cheapest fucking camera they can get.
Yeah.
There's still security cameras in banks running off of VHS tapes.
Oh, yeah.
Because they can't afford to upgrade the systems.
And a lot of them, what they'll do is they record it and then they record over.
Mm-hmm.
So in a lot of cases with those types of systems, if they want to go back and look at anything, a lot of it's gone. So yeah, people need to GoPros everywhere. Fucking Big Brother, let's bring it. 1984, Steve, what do you say?
Well, they say, you know, you can't go anywhere without being on camera. Apparently you can. You know,
well, I'll tell you, in the UK, it's a lot harder.
In
the UK, you are on camera a lot. But, you know, I'm torn with that type of stuff. It's like, yeah, I'm kind of like, don't want the Big Brother-ish shit. But at the same time, it's like, if you had this stuff in place.
I don't think it's Big Brother-ish to have a security camera. Think of
all the fucking crimes that could be solved.
I don't think. You know, if had more. If businesses are independently running their own security cameras, there's nothing Big Brother about that. It's just when the government does it, that's Big Brother, of course. But
well, it's the idea that the government can get a hold of it, Steve. Because that's what's going to happen.
But
whenever a crime is committed, the Big Brother, the government, is going to get a hold of that.
And as they might should, you know, and there's checks and balances. They have to subpoena the footage if you don't want to give it to them. I mean, they can't just take it from you. I suppose they could, you know, with the subpoena and all.
And we always hope that they're operating within the law.
Generally, I think for the most part, we're okay with that. Now, there are some people who would love to have Big Brother as our government, you know, but let's hope that never comes to pass.
I'm good. But, so I'm kind of torn with that one. I mean, I really do think that if we had more good security cameras out and about, more crimes could be solved. But we just have the crappiest shit.
If we had good election machines, more elections could be solved too. So it's just, it's the nature of the way things are.
Look at you shoving that in there, you prick.
I just say it. No, but it's the same thing. It's the same concept. It's fucking 2020. Let's get with the fucking program.
I agree. I completely agree. I think that it all that shit should be standardized across the board. The way I vote
I don't
here
care if you want,
is no different than the way somebody votes out on the West Coast.
I don't care about your local elections. If you want to have ballots and you want to draw with a crayon, I don't give a fuck. The presidential election should be standardized.
Should be on its own ballot.
Yep. Or something.
Don't even have it with the others. Its own fucking ballot, Steve. I'm with you. I'm with you, Steve.
There's got to be a way to standardize this shit. And I get states' rights and all that bullshit, but geez. Get all the governors together in a fucking room and don't let them out until they decide on one program. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there'll still be fucking problems.
Oh, yeah. It'll be rife with fucking problems.
Why are we still using paper ballots anyway? You know, in Pennsylvania a couple of years ago, and you saw them, I'm sure, on the news counting the fucking ballots.
Why are we still using paper ballots? Because if we didn't use fucking paper ballots, Steve, somebody would come out afterwards and say, oh, well, it was all hacked. And there's no record of it. So
Russian collusion.
Whatever. We still gotta have, because we're dumb fucking humans. We still gotta have a goddamn paper trail.
There is a paper trail. There is a paper ballot that gets punched.
The paper trail. It's in my fucking toilet, Steve. That's where the paper trail goes. Right in the shitter.
We just need to get with the program. You know,
I agree with you completely.
And I don't care what side of the aisle you fall on. It benefits everybody if you have that standard. And I'm against big government and shit like that. But this is one time when the federal government needs to step in. And I don't care if Biden does it. I don't care if Trump does it. I don't care if that crazy bitch Pelosi does it. I don't care who does it. You know?
You're right. It should be done. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Steve,
well, that's why they don't do it.
It's the thing you've said on this show in fucking 7 years. It's the thing that's made the most sense in 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm on the roll tonight.
I'm gonna give you that tonight. That's it though. That's
maybe
all.
Maybe we should start. Maybe this will start a movement.
Yeah, I doubt it.
It won't.
No. You kidding me? You
no, gotta change because shit. We need the separation in this country mentally. We need to fight with each other, apparently, is, you know, it makes us feel good.
We're tribal cunts.
Well, yeah, we are.
It's true. We're just tribal.
And that's why people aren't fighting to change the system.
Yeah. Anywho, on that note, this has been the 40th Slip, episode 161.
Election edition.
Who killed, the election edition of Who Killed Missy Beavers. If you like this shit, hit that little fucking thumbs up button, the little huggy button, the heart button. I don't give a fuck which one you hit. If you didn't like it, hit the angry button or the whatever button. I don't fucking care. Later on, the show will be up on Anchor, anchor.fm/the40andslip, or wherever you may download your podcasts. As always, go check out our good friend Dreadfun at dreadfun.com and youtube.com/dreadfun. If you're listening on our to the podcast and you have not yet liked the 40 and Slip like page, please go to facebook.com/the40andslip and hit that little like button. That's where we do the live show every Sunday night. And there's all kinds of other bullshit on there. As always, go check out our good friends over at High Society Radio. That's at gasdigitalnetwork.com and also wherever you may find your podcast. Until next week. I don't know what we're going to do next week, Steve. We don't have a topic yet.
Yeah,
so I'm very confused. I'm very, very confused right now. So until next week, see ya!